America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On we go into the top of the fourth inning. The Astros leading the Boston Red Sox 6-0 as Garrett Whitlock is going to come on to the mound here for the Red Sox. It has been a rough go of it. We are joined by Keith Salome, who's 48 years old. He's from Mansfield. He's suffering from kidney cancer. And Keith, it is a real pleasure to have you with us as Jeremy Pena bluffs a bunt, takes it back. That is ball one. Keith, this is always one of the most important, if not the single most important thing we do all year long. And we do it so that we can raise money to help people like you in your journeys. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Here is a line drive into deep center field. Back on it, Adam Duvall. He cannot get it. That is off the garage door. And Pena is flying around second base and into third. It is bobbled out there by Urias. A head first slide for Jeremy Pena. Another extra base hit for the Astros. He can. A leadoff triple. And that's how the top of the fourth gets going. Keith, tell us how this began for you, how you found out, how you found Dana-Farber, and where we are today.
Yeah, so it's been almost 2 years for me now, and I found out from working in the yard, and I had a pain in my lower back that led to me going to get that checked out. And I had an ultrasound. They found a mass on my kidney.
That'll take your breath away, as Maldonado swings and misses.
And with that led to future scans, which, you know, started this whole journey of, you know, treating for the kidney cancer.
Infield is in, even though it's 6-0. They got no choice, the Red Sox. So to try to stay right here, Whitlock throws an 0-1 sweeper, slider, really, that misses outside. It's 1-1. So at your first diagnosis, the doctors told you that you needed to find Dana-Farber, or did you kind of know about it and seek it out yourself? Here's the 1-1. He is a pro, is Keith.
Yeah.
Giving his room for pitches. It's 2-1.
Yeah, so, I mean, I count my blessings being grown up in Massachusetts.
Sure.
I know of Dana-Farber, so having them in our backyard was it was a no-brainer when I had to face something like this.
Pena at third, 2-1 to Maldonado. Get a word on Keith's treatments when we get a chance as Maldonado swings and misses. So tell us what has happened from the moment you went to Dana-Farber until now.
Yeah, so started out, I had surgery. So my right kidney was removed. Unfortunately, at the time of diagnosis, it had spread to other areas of my body. So I had brain surgery also. A section of my skull was removed.
Wow.
But then I was able to start treatment once I healed from the surgeries.
Two balls, two strikes. Garrett Whitlock looks to third. He throws, and a sinking fastball misses low, and it's 3-2.
Oh, that's quite a ordeal. How are you now? What is the prognosis?
Yeah, so, I mean, the cancer I have, it's stage 4. I mean, our goal is to receive treatment and continue to stay healthy as long as I can.
3-2 to Maldonado, misses outside ball 4.
And
so you're just kind of enjoying every day as you can.
Yeah, you know, it definitely you know, as something like this has happened, you definitely change your outlook on things, yeah. And it's easier said than done, but you live in the moment a lot more, and it's I think there's a silver lining there with appreciating some of the smaller things that were always there, but you might not have noticed them.
Here comes Jose Altuve, who has just been everywhere in this series. Are you still going to, you know, have treatments and do things to try to keep this thing in check? Pitch to Altuve is swung on and missed.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just recently started my third line of treatment a couple weeks ago, and it's a phase one clinical trial. Mm. And there's not a lot known about this drug yet, being that it's so new. And
there's a swing and a miss and a changeup, and it's 0-2.
It's events like this, the telethon, yeah. And you know, the donations and all the support from everybody out there that has really put in place these new drugs and these new treatment that I now have access to. And so we'll continue to get treatment for as long as it's working before we move on to the next one.
Here is Jose Altuve taking an 0-2 pitch. Looks like you brought somebody with you, too.
Yes, that's my wife, Caitlin. Yep, she's been through this journey with me here, yeah. Side by side, my number one caregiver.
It's that part of it. I mean, I know you appreciated her and loved her before, but I'm sure it's taken on a new meaning lately as the 1-2 pitch is swung on a miss. Good slider there by Garrett. How about what she's meant to you throughout these couple years?
Yeah, it's... I mean, at times she had to be, you know, not just my caregiver, but there for our young daughter, you know, definitely more weighted on her shoulders than mine. And she's taken it on head first. It's been great, you know. Get choking me up here, Will.
Sorry about that, Keith. I'm telling you, I said to Joe, if I don't cry today, it'll be an upset. As Bregman takes a pitch, a sweeper outside for ball one.
Are you able to do some of the things you enjoy doing and work?
Yeah, you know, I've been working most of the time, you know, but for the surgeries, and I do what I can. I listen to my body and know when I can do things and when I should take a break.
Of work?
I work in auto insurance, so...
1-1 after Whitlock hits the corner. Keith Salome is with us, 48 years old, suffering from not just kidney cancer, but it has spread, and he is undergoing some clinical trials. The 1-1 is fouled off on the first base side. So now 1-2 to Bregman. This would be a huge Houdini act. There has to be something to the idea that if you wake up, you do other things, whether it's work or whatever, it just helps you take your mind off things.
Absolutely. I think when I was first diagnosed, I was, you know, I didn't stay in the why me phase very long.
Good.
And it's because I was, you know, focused on other things, got to keep going forward, had a young daughter to, you know, everything went there, and work, and staying busy is definitely a helpful part of treatment.
2-2 is skied into left field, back toward the monster. Ref Snyder is back, and it is off the top of the wall. Rob plays the carom. Over to third goes Maldonado. It's a double off the green monster for Alex Bregman, whose huge couple of weeks against the Red Sox continue. Another run is in, and it's 7-0 Houston. And how old is your daughter?
She's 4.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mine just turned 5. I got 2. The other one will turn 2 in September, so I can only imagine how that has played in this whole process.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, she's going through this too, right? So when she was 2.5 and this first started, you know, she didn't understand anything, and she still doesn't understand everything, right. You know, and, you know, there were, so I think initially it's, you know, try to protect her and almost shield her from it, and now it's transitioned to more talking to her about what's going on in my treatment and why I have so many appointments and things of that nature.
Why daddy is sometimes tired.
Yes, yes, that definitely is, you know, that comes up for sure.
Infield in again as Yordan Alvarez stands in. Left-handed slugger, Whitlock throws, and Alvarez fouls it off.
Our new total, $3,369,036. Still $500,000 ahead of last year's pace.
We're trying to get to $4 million by the end of the day.
Outstanding.
So that by the time this clinical trial ends, we'll already have the drugs for the next one for you, Keith. 0-1 pitch misses just inside.
I like that optimism. Yes, that's great. Great thing with the telethon here.
How about your team over at Dana-Farber? The care they've given you, both, you know, medically, but also the emotional side of it too.
Yeah, they've been wonderful.
1-1 is in the dirt.
I look at my oncologist, Dr. Bradley McGregor. He's my quarterback. I say he kind of, you know, sets everything up. But it really is a team. You know, if I need something else because of a side effect or because of the treatment or cancer itself, causes something else in my body to go sideways, they refer me to, you know, a cardiologist or, you know, a radiation oncologist in radiation and just all different specialists. And that is comforting, knowing that each one of them.
2-2 to Alvarez is swung on and missed. No, a foul tip that Wong just can't quite hold.
Yeah, it's very comforting knowing each of them are, yeah, they have a specialty. You know, I look at it, my baseball analogy here of the seventh inning specialty guy comes in, right? Then you got the eighth inning and the closer. Well, that's how I feel about my team also.
Whitlock for a couple years now has been one of those specialists. The 2-2 is fouled back. Keith Salom, generous with us, with his time and his openness and honesty. I guess people don't often think about that, Keith, where, you know, cancer, the big C, right? Like, that's the thing you think about, but it can overwhelm other parts of your body and impact you in other ways.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the cancer, but then when you start treatment,
2-2 is fouled off again.
It's, you know, you have side effects, and, yeah, you know, my first line of treatment, I joke with my doctor that it brought on the itises. It gave me colitis and pancreatitis, and it really attacked the good organs in my body. You know, so we had to move on to something else.
2-2 is on the ground foul. What a battle here between Whitlock and Yordan Alvarez, but not quite the battle that Keith has been in. And you have to be a little flexible with all this stuff, right? You're just trying things, throwing it at a wall, and kind of seeing what sticks, huh?
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of variables. It's different for everybody, but that's where I go back to, you know, my doctor, Dr. McGregor. He knows what's the best thing to try for me. He specializes in kidney cancer, and there's that comfort level again.
2-2 is another foul ball. I mean, this is at least 10 pitches between Alvarez and Whitlock, and I mean, Alvarez is one of the most feared sluggers in the whole game, but this is sort of telling that Whitlock is having a tougher time to miss a bat, put him away. 2-2. Another foul ball.
That's why he's up to 27 pitches.
Wow. With only one out recorded. I do think it's fitting, and maybe truly one of the reasons that Alex Cora did this right here. Not only the big hitters coming up for the Astros, Garrett is the Red Sox Jimmy Fund captain. The 2-2 is outside, and it's a role that he's totally embraced. I mean, he's over with patients, especially children, all the time. He is so kind with his time, and I think there are probably a lot of kids in the ballpark right now looking out saying, hey, there's Garrett. 3-2 is a check swing on a breaking ball in the dirt, and that is ball four. What a battle from Alvarez and Whitlock. That was a 13-pitch walk. Amazing. So now the bases are loaded.
The RBI leader's up.
For one of the great unheralded stars in the game, Kyle Tucker.
They don't have an RBI in the series yet.
Whitlock trying to keep it that way. Here's the pitch. That's down and in, a fastball. Garrett is not all that sharp at the moment. Triple walk, strikeout, double walk. Another run in. It's 7-0 Astros. Still only one out in this top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. That is a strike on the inside corner. So even as you dig in and hope for the best with all these treatments, like, do you take more trips? Do you get away and do things you otherwise wouldn't do?
Maybe not wouldn't, but you definitely are more planful to it. And yeah. Disney's happening for us in November.
1-1 is swung on a miss. Good slider.
So maybe the timeline moved up, yeah, or it just, you know, came to fruition quicker. Yeah, for sure.
Does your daughter have a favorite Disney character?
You name a princess, she's she's all about it, yes.
It's amazing how many girls her age, like, you cannot get them out of the dresses. It's all they want to wear. 1-2 pitch. He is on the ground to the first baseman, Casas. He will come home. It's a low throw picked out by Connor Wong. Really well done there. I guess it was too softly hit for Casas to think about trying to turn any kind of double play. They get the lead runner at home, two down still, 7-0.
It's tough to pick it like that with a catcher's mitt.
Nice job by Connor. So at last, there's the second out. And here's Chaz McCormick with the bases loaded. It's such a fun age, 4.5.
It is.
A lot of wonder in the world, isn't there?
Yeah, she has her princess dresses lined up for each day of Disney already. So
I love that. Here's a ground ball to short that should end the inning. Rafaela smooth over there, throws to second, and the inning is over. Keith, it's been so great to spend time with you. We wish you all the best, and enjoy Disney. Let's be a part of a great recovery, yeah?
Yes, thank you very much, Will and Joe. Great being on, and thank you for everybody out there listening. I mentioned it earlier, it's really events like this that make a difference, so thank you.
Here. We will push for dollars until we possibly have
Absolutely.
To stop. Thanks, Keith.
Thank you.
After 3.5, the Astros 7, the Red Sox nothing, and the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.